Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Dominguez on the 6th of November, and here's a little tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Apple suspends plans for an iPhone XR manufacturing boost, according to sources from Nikkei Asian Review. Foxconn, Pegatron, and Wistron were planning to launch new assembly lines to ramp up device production. The three manufacturers have been told to await further instructions as demand for iPhone 8 and iPhone 8 Plus increases. Amazon drops its $25 minimum purchase requirement for freestanding shipping. The company says it's a limited-time offer for the holidays, but have not provided an end date. It follows the introduction of free two-day shipping by Target. Apple Pay is finally about to land in Germany. Local banks like HEB and Bunk have yesterday begun emailing customers to announce the mobile payment service is on the way, but none have confirmed an exact launch date just yet. Tim Cook promised during an earnings call in July that Apple Pay would reach Germany before the end of this year. The service is already available in many other territories throughout Europe. It first made its debut in the United Kingdom way back in July 2015. From Web Summit's very inception, conference organizers have utilized a sophisticated data operation to build into one of the world's largest technology events. Now the group behind the conference plans to use the same foundation of information to launch a seed-stage venture fund. According to a report yesterday in the Financial Times, the Web Summit organization has filed with the US Securities and Exchange Commission to create a $50 million venture capital fund called Amaranthine. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.